Good day, everyone. Thank you for watching this presentation of Swiss Re's first quarter 2015 results. My name is David Cole, and I'm Swiss Re's Group CFO. I'll start with the business performance for the quarter. Swiss Re has started the year with a strong first quarter. All business units contributed positively to a group net income of $1.4 billion, which translates to a return on equity of 16.1%. P&C Reinsurance led the way, with a strong net income of $808 million, supported by benign nat cat experience and reserve releases. Life and health reinsurance reported an ROE of 17.2%, reflecting the benefits of the management actions concluded last year. While ROE in the quarter was supported by realized gains and FX remeasurement, the segment is on track to achieve its 2015 ROE target. Corporate Solutions delivered strong results in the first quarter, with an ROE of 29%, driven by continued profitable business performance. And Admin Re had a quarter with a good gross cash generation of $52 million and an ROE of 12.7%. Our asset management team produced a strong ROI of 3.9%, despite the low interest rate environment. And finally, the latest economic group SST ratio, as submitted to FINMA, our Swiss regulator, remains very strong at 223%. On this slide, you will find the usual overview of key figures. I'll not walk you through this slide, as we'll go through each of the segments in more detail shortly. I would, however, like to highlight that unrealized gains again significantly increased shareholders' equity during the first quarter, mainly as a result of lower interest rates. Let's take a moment to consider the long-term view of our performance. As you know, we manage our business on a longer-term basis. You will be familiar with these charts, and our message remains the same for this quarter. We continue to demonstrate a strong and stable underwriting and investment track record over an extended period of time. Underwriting discipline is key, and you can be assured this remains at the heart of what we do. On the investment side, our active asset rebalancing over the past several years has helped to mitigate the effect of low interest rates. To generate long-term value, we will continue to actively manage both sides of the balance sheet with a longer-term view. Moving back to this quarter's results, I'll start with P&C Re. Once again, our P&C Re business has produced a strong set of results. Yes, it is a challenging environment, but our clients see the value of our differentiated product and services offering. Premiums earned, as reported, are slightly down. At constant FX rates, premiums earned would show a small increase. The benign nat cat environment continued this quarter, leading to another low combined ratio. Nat cat experience has not exceeded our expectations for almost 2 years. We believe nat cat losses will revert to the mean at some point. Our clients also recognize this, and we remain a valued partner for them, helping them with their risk and capital management needs. After the extensive management actions we took in 2014, it is clear 2015 will be a key year for Life and Health Re. Having addressed the pre-2004 YRT losses, we can now demonstrate to you why we believe in the earnings power of this business. Please note the current quarter's earnings did benefit from some realized gains and favorable FX remeasurement. Excluding these, Life and Health Re's ROE would be 11.6%, based on the equity base relevant for their 2015 target. Of course, one quarter does not make a year, but the team has done well and is on track to achieve its 2015 ROE target of 10 to 12%. Our Corporate Solutions business had a good start to the year, delivering in the first quarter a strong net income which translated into an excellent return on equity. The segment experienced continued profitable business growth and performance due to its diversified lines of business. The market environment does continue to be challenging, and we experience some unfavorable FX movements. Therefore, it's not surprising the pace of top-line growth has slowed. However, we're still on track to deliver on both our 2015 top-line and ROE ambitions. The strong result was supported by benign nat cat experience and favorable reserve developments. As previously discussed, current expense levels reflect ongoing investments for growth. I would also like to mention that Corporate Solutions made further progress on its high growth markets initiative. The business unit has obtained a license to operate in South Africa and recently opened an office in Johannesburg. This will allow us to provide locally relevant solutions to our clients. Admin Re achieved an excellent net income and ROE in the first quarter of 2015. This will not be the new run rate, and as previously stated, an ROE target of 6 to 8% in the medium to long term remains valid. Net income was supported by realized gains from the sale of government bonds. This was mainly due to the positioning of the asset portfolio in preparation for Solvency II, as our Admin Re operations are based in the United Kingdom. While gross cash generation was lower in Q1 2015 than in the comparative period, it was in line with our expectations. I'm sure you'll recall last year included a significant favorable one-off impact. While we continue to seek to invest in attractive new opportunities, the Admin Re management team is working hard to achieve operational excellence through continuous improvement of our scalable operating platform. During this year, we'll outsource an element of our investment accounting to a third party. This will allow us to manage our cost while increasing options for further growth. We've seen another strong investment performance in Q1, achieving a favorable overall result while maintaining a high-quality investment portfolio. Average invested assets decreased compared to the prior year period. Lower interest rates during the quarter partially offset the impact from net asset outflows and FX. During the first quarter of this year, we increased our government bond holdings, mainly U.S. Treasury purchases, and also increased our listed equity exposure by adding credit ETFs. The strong return on investments reflects a solid performance in the current environment. The majority of this performance can be attributed to net investment income, as well as realized gains from fixed income sales. We continue to see low levels of impairments, reflecting the portfolio's high quality, and our duration position remains generally matched. Finally, and as we'd communicated earlier, our running yield during the quarter was lower than at the year-end, reflecting the overall trend of lower interest rates globally. Details on our U.S. GAAP common shareholders' equity are on slide 11. Net income and unrealized gains were the main drivers for the rise over the year-end position. On slide 12, you see our latest group SST ratio, which remains very strong at 223%, well above our targeted respectability level. Economic solvency measures are gaining importance with the introduction of Solvency II around the corner, and I'd like to comment on our group ratio. First, when comparing our first SST ratio for 2014 with our first ratio this year, you can see a decrease, which is mainly due to an increase of our target capital, our required capital in the Solvency II terminology. This increase reflects the current interest rates environment, an enhancement of our life and health model, and projected capital actions. There will always be volatility in our economic solvency figures as they reflect changing market realities. This encourages us to maintain sound risk management practices and capital positions. The second point I'd like to make is that there are important differences between SST and Solvency II in terms of risk measurement, discount rate, and model scope. SST is a proven and robust framework, and our SST ratio reflects the firm's continuing capital strength. This strength supports our business and our financial objectives. I will now turn to the recent renewals and our outlook. Approximately 10% of PNC Re's treaty portfolio is up for renewal in April. I would describe this year's renewal as disciplined. Pricing, particularly for Nat Cat business, continue to show declines. But there remains attractive business out there, particularly for Swiss Re, as we can leverage our client franchise and our global footprint to differentiate our services and know-how. We estimate the year-to-date risk-adjusted price quality of our portfolio is 105%, or the same at January of this year. Let's now take a moment to step back from the current quarter in order to take a longer-term global view of our sector by comparing insured with uninsured losses over the last three decades. Here we see a clear trend of economic losses outpacing insured losses and, as a result, an increasing protection gap. This protection gap can lead to very difficult outcomes, not just for large populations, but also for governments. Increased insurance penetration is one way to reduce such risk. At Swiss Re, we continue to focus our efforts on expanding insurance coverage, whether for individuals, corporate clients, or the public sector. Closing the protection gap represents an opportunity which will benefit both our society and our shareholders. So where do we stand with regards to achieving our group financial targets? As you know, these remain our top priority. As you can see from this updated chart, we remain on track towards achieving our financial goals. Thank you very much for watching this video on Swiss Re's first quarter 2015 results.